authorized to impose further taxes for carrying on a holy war if the treasury is exhausted and all those possessions sold. Your sovereigns have nothing left but their uniforms and their swords.
We hope to join you again tomorrow with another episode in our program, The Economic Attitude in Islam. Thank you and goodbye from Ala Abdul Ghani.
For the English service of the United Arab Emirates Radio, broadcasting from Abu Dhabi on 25 and 31 meter bands on 11,710 kilohertz, 9,770 kilohertz, and 11,885 kilohertz on the shortwave band. Of course, we'll be using these frequencies until the 1st of May, and then we'll change it to some other frequencies, and we'll inform you about those later on. Time now for a look at the editorials of the Arabic newspapers, which are translated and quoted in the Emirates News today. The Al Ittihad newspaper called for an urgent Islamic interference with a big country so as to rescue the Muslim people of Bosnia. It has become very clear that the international community does not want the setting up of a Muslim state in Bosnia, and that the New World Order has nothing to do with the protection of small countries and nations, Al Ittihad noted. The Bosnia crisis escalates day after day, while the world community stands watching, and the West resorts to issuance of only warnings to the Serbs. The Bosnian villages continue to fall into the hands of the Serbs, one after another, while the United Nations failed to take any effective move to save Bosnia and its people. The United States, meanwhile, opposes any military interference in Bosnia or the shipment of arms to the Bosnians, opposes the Serbian attack, and postpones the enforcement of sanctions against the aggressors. So we fail to understand these conflicting stances by Washington. Al Ittihad concluded. The Al Bayan